What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're going to be talking about Star Wars, the Marvel Universe in general, and Moana.
Take away.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Take away. Keaton forgot the words, but it's okay. We're all nerds here. All right. Welcome to Disney Movie News, my babies. Guys, we got a weird show. Because I like saying my babies, because they're all my babies, because I'm Disney dad, apparently, someone told me. We have a weird show today, because, first of all, the news is mostly about things that Sarah hates, which is okay, because Sarah's not here.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of new faces, and we're going to get over there and introduce them. But first, make sure you guys follow every necessary social media. So follow The Popcorn Talk on YouTube. Follow them at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter, so you can keep updated with all the different shows. If you don't like Disney, they got stuff for Star Wars. You don't like that, they got MMA. Whatever you want, they got it. And you can follow me at Leo Zombie on Twitter and at Mr. Leo Zombie every single other place. But now I'm done. Let's move on to the people that matter. Keaton.
Well, I'm happy that you're back and you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not damaged. Not sick.
He's not damaged. hi, guys. I'm happy to be back again this week. Happy belated Valentine's Day to all of you.
Oh, love.
Sending me all of you love. Thank you for the birthday wishes from the people who sent them. My name is Keaton Markey again, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Man, so creative. I'm actually just
jealous. My name is Keaton.
Your name is Keaton Markey.
Keaton.
I'm jealous. I couldn't get Leo Camacho. I got Leo Zombie because I angrily needed to tweet at someone. And Camacho, there was already a Leo Camacho. Yeah. And I was like, well, I like zombies. I'm a big.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Essentially. I have a shirt with a turtle that says, I like zombies on it. But how about new faces over there?
Hey, what's going on?
My name's Chase. And I like TV and movies and stuff. So that's why I'm here.
Where can we follow you?
Where can they follow you, Chase?
Actually, on Twitter and Instagram, I have a temporary type deal I just started up recently. I'm a musician, actually, so it's going to be kind of weird right now until I put music out. But it's at I Am Phasm. It should be somewhere on the bottom of the screen. I don't know.
I was going to say, how do you spell Phasm? Oh.
Yeah, well, it's temporary.
P-H-A-S-M.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
It's obvious that I need to change it.
There's two A's, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's two A's in Phasm.
You know, like designer, two I's. Oh. Come on, man.
Like we said, we're working on it. I'm his social media brand manager, and I'm helping him.
Yeah, he's doing a bad job.
We'll explain the music part in a bit.
I mean, shoot, he's Leo Zombie.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
I have no one to talk. The only reason I can't change it now is because I've had it for so long.
I'll just be Chase Turtles.
He chases turtles.
And the lovely lady at the end, introduce
yourself. Hello, I'm Rosalie.
People are stoked to see you in the chat.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Rosalie.
Hi. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, all at Rosalie Says Rar.
Exactly.
I love it.
Pronounced. Yeah. And she's a beauty guru.
Well, a lifestyle guru, I guess.
Excuse me.
I don't do much beauty stuff on my channel anymore, but... And DIYs and lifestyle.
The only thing I got wrong were the lyrics. Leo's just getting everything wrong.
Well, it's not my fault that she changed her lifestyle. We have a couple videos together.
Yeah, we do. We have some collabs.
Yeah, we did the blind Disney drawing challenge. Where, like, we're blindfolded, and then we have to try and draw a Disney character, and then the other person has to guess it.
Yeah, that's fun.
You guys should definitely
watch
that.
That was great.
I laughed so hard. That was so funny. Yeah. And you're amazing,
by the way. That was a great video.
You don't even need your eyeballs. Just letting you know. Guys, like I said earlier, we have a lot of news it's almost a blessing that Sarah's not here. She would have hated today. Because it's all like Star Wars and Marvel Universe stuff. There's a little Disney in here too. But let's just jump right in. We got new Star Wars news. We got a new ship, apparently. There has been some leaked information.
Uh-oh.
Now, again, none of this is confirmed. But the sources that leaked it are ones that have leaked other previously reliable news bits.
Mm-hmm.
And the ship that they're saying is an improved Imperial Star Destroyer, or Super Star Destroyer, actually, or it could be a Star Destroyer, I don't know. Now, what's weird about that is there already is a Super Star Destroyer.
Yeah,
Imperial
that's
class, yeah. And then, yeah. And so now there's, like, I guess, like, the bottom level is getting an upgrade. I don't really know how that works. But they're already massive and huge. I don't think it's... I'm not that hype about it, but I guess it is time for an upgrade. I mean, how long was the Star Wars trilogy? They went from Naboo like fighters, which are like really teensy weensy and puny, to X-Wings overnight. So I feel like maybe it's time for the Imperial class Star Destroyers to get some love. We also got some leak that John Boyega's character Finn will actually be sneaking back onto that Star Destroyer an Imperial officer, disguising himself as a First Order officer, which is kind of cool because it means he's going back to like where he ran away from. Mm-hmm.
And well, you know he's going to run into Captain Phasma.
Oh, of
then.
Course.
Well, no. No. So you guys ready for this? So apparently the new trilogy is going to have a thing that they do. Kind of like how every episode of Star Wars, someone says, I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
So you know the interrogation scene in The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. That stormtrooper is Daniel Craig.
Of course. Yes.
So they're going to try to keep that as a tradition.
JB007.
JB007. Yeah. That's his stormtrooper name. This one we're going to get Tom Hardy.
So does that mean Tom Hardy's going to be James Bond?
Oh, Half-Life 3 confirmed.
I'm just saying.
That's spicy.
Lord,
guys, saying.
If that happens, you heard it here first. Yeah.
You Disney heard it
News
here
calling James Bond
back. Hashtag profit.
God, I would love yeah. Tom Hardy.
Yeah, well, apparently he's going to play a stormtrooper that actually like worked with Finn before, and he recognizes him.
Oh, my God.
But the idea is... time out, Julie.
Wait.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, dear Keenan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my god.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh my god, there's too many candles.
There's too many candles.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God. I don't want to set the fire alarm off. Oh, my gosh.
Guys, today on Disney Movie News, we will be discussing Keaton's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. That was amazing. See, this, I told you, today's show is going to be banana pants.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't know what going on.
You guys, I just got kicked.
You got cake, girl.
What, you know what's so funny is I saw this cake in the fridge and I go, what's that cake in there for?
What cut some slices while we while I finish this?
Here, yeah, you continue talking. Yeah.
So he recognizes them and it's gonna and he thinks that Finn as Stormtrooper got a promotion to an Imperial officer.
He didn't realize he ran away.
Apparently not. Oh. So that's the leaked rumor for that. I think that's super amazing. I hope that does happen. First of all, I love Tom Hardy, and to have that interaction, especially the way John Boyega handles those like nervous situations like he did with BB-8, that was really cool.
I hope, though, if we do see it, I really hope we see Tom Hardy's face. Like,
oh, and
Daniel Craig,
helmet,
yeah, was in the helmet
wouldn't it
the
be
whole
cool
time.
If they didn't.
If they didn't. And it was
and
just
you always
another
just
cameo.
Know. And it's his voice like, hey, Finn, hey, I don't know why I started talking like this. Hey, what up, bro?
I am Bane.
I am Bane. I am Star Destroyer.
That was my Bane trooper. Yeah.
There were so many candles.
Muffled voice.
Muffled voice, that's right.
I'm not that old.
You adopted
I get the candles.
The
no,
I
was
going
to get
also, another piece of information that was leaked was that there is a new planet that will be integral to the story, and that is a Mars. The way they describe it is a Mars-like planet covered in snow. So a red planet with snow.
Like
a red and white planet.
So nothing like Mars.
Kind of like this cake.
Planet.
Jeez.
Boy, being real stingy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was for me. I get the first piece. It's my birthday cake.
I'm just kidding, Keaton.
No, I. Just who wants that one?
She's like, this piece is mine.
You can have that one.
You guys
I don't need
share
that one.
This piece.
I don't need it.
You're late and confused, aren't we all? Listen, here's what's going on. Disney Movie News started. Keaton had a birthday, didn't tell anybody, so we surprised her somehow. I don't know how that ties together. They brought in a cake randomly. Now we're cutting the cake and distributing it unevenly amongst our hosts.
You got it, Leo.
And I just went over the first article, which is some leaked information about Star Wars, which no one here cared about. Do you guys even like Star Wars?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Don't lie to us.
Besides Sarah. Right.
I'll take that cake away so fast.
Every Star Wars movie.
I haven't seen Rogue One.
Oh, that's okay. That's new. That's still... Yeah. That's not
I've
not
only seen episode one.
You've seen it? You've seen every single one? Obviously, you're the angel in the heavens. Yes, I have. Oh my gosh, the chat doesn't even know what to talk about. They're talking about Ariel's Grotto. They want to know if you really went to Ariel's Grotto for your birthday.
No, I didn't end up going to Disneyland because I had nobody to go with, guys. And apparently they filmed a music video on Sunday.
We're going to talk about that in a second at the end of the show.
That's for you, love.
Oh, you said that you were going to Ariel's Grotto, but you lied. Great.
That's all good.
No, I'm not going to take myself by myself to Ariel's Grotto. Well, that's what Sarah told me. Don't you dare go to Disneyland by yourself on your birthday.
Treat yourself.
But thank God I didn't go on Monday because that's when there was a Disneyland fire in the parking garage.
Our mixtape was too hot.
Too hot. Gotta drop it. Speaking of mixtapes, Guardian of the Galaxy. The ride at Disneyland. Now, I know this isn't direct movie news, but it is a ride about a movie, so hey. Okay. We got a lot of updates on this one. First of all, we got a release date, which is the most important thing, but of course I can't find it at the moment.
Leo, here, I cut you a bagel.
You got me a big slice?
See, oh, honestly, I'm hyped, but I was too much of a wimp to write it.
God, I can't find it now. Where the heck is it? It comes out this year. Oh, here it is. May 5th, 2017. That's when we get the Mission Breakout will be opening up at Disney's California Adventure. But we actually learned a lot more about it now. So we know that the Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Dance-Off will be happening.
Wait, what?
Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, so think of it like Star Wars Weekend, but with Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, so that, like, you know how they do like the shows on the stage? We're going to get the Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Dance-Off to their mixtape.
Wow.
And Gamora will be there, so she will be a character, a face character now.
That's fun.
I'm going to eat some cake to celebrate that.
Woo!
Great.
Superhero
encounters?
No.
So now you're going to be able to meet Groot.
Oh my gosh.
Just like Captain America and Spider-Man, Groot will be there as well. I'm guessing it's going to be the, like, he's going to be on stilts. It's not going to be baby Groot. Some people were wondering if that was what the case was going to be.
No, it's going to actually be Groot. Don't say that.
Don't say that.
I am Groot. That's going to be awesome. Yeah,
yo, Star Groot.
Superhero encounter. Avengers Training Initiative. Black Widow and Hawkeye assemble young recruits for a series of tests to see if they have what it takes to join the ranks of the Avengers.
Wait, they're looking for more Black Widows?
Yeah, so basically it's like the Jedi Training Academy that they have in Tomorrowland, but with the Avengers. And if you should really become friends with the Black Widow.
I really want to become friends with Black Widow.
It's been your lifelong dream.
It has been my lifelong dream.
For the past 5 years. You're only 5 years old.
Only 5 years old.
And how many candles were in there?
There weren't that many.
Oh, you guys are going to get love.
It's out of here. You want to do a tally?
No, do not count those candles on camera.
I'm trying to think here. There's going to just be like themed food for the ride.
Oh, awesome.
So that's kind of cool. That's
when
some
is
more
this
information. #, where's Black Widow? She's apparently in Disney California Adventure. Oh, okay, got it. So yeah, that's cool because now we're actually going to get a face character. There already is technically a face character for Black Widow and Hawkeye, but they've only appeared at like the marathons.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
They're not like in the parks, but now for the first time you'll be able to take pictures with them and do the training and all that good stuff. So that's cool. That's a lot of info. First of all, now we know when it's opening. And speaking of which, I actually a friend of mine got a picture of it. If we can show next one. The tarp is starting to get removed for them to add some pieces. So I don't know if you can zoom in at all, but this is what the ride looks like in person. I stole this off of my friend Paulina's Facebook. Shout out, Paulina Von Matterhorn. Well done. So that's what it looks like at the moment. I mean, obviously, we're going to see it fairly soon. It's only a couple months out.
Wow, so hyped.
Yeah.
But so Black Widow should be hyped. Yeah, so let me ask you guys. Chase, you were saying that you're a scaredy pants McGants.
Yeah.
And you don't like Tower of Terror.
Well, I was like 13 the last time I was there.
Dude, that's the best
the other
ride.
Day. Before the other day. And yeah, I just, you know, I saw the word terror on it, and I was just like, you know, I'm not about that life.
Last time I heard, that word means not good.
Not good. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel that. I feel that.
I know
right
what
now.
To do when terror is around.
Yeah. And that's to run and let my dad go ride it and tell me how scary it was.
Tell you how not scary it is. That's what my dad would always be like, oh, it wasn't bad. Yeah. And then I'd go on it, and it would like
traumatize you.
Me for life.
A few years of your life.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then my dad's like, come on, you're fine. I'd be like sobbing. My mom's like, grab. Greg, stop it!
Today I learned one of her parents' name is Greg. Rosalie.
Yeah.
Are you a scary ride person?
No.
I love
not
that.
At all.
So you guys would sit on the bench together? Yeah.
Basically,
as
we'll just wait for you guys.
We rode the Tower Turtle.
Yeah, we rode it together. Yeah, no, because Sarah didn't want to go. And then we would come back and tell you, it was amazing! And then when you guys go home and your friends ask, how was the ride? You'd be like, it was amazing!
Exactly.
Yeah, we were the bench warmers. I like thrill rides. Poppy out things like remember the alien
poppy
encounter.
Out things.
Remember,
that real term.
Remember the alien encounter, and now it's the Stitch thing.
Okay.
No, I don't think I ever.
The Stitch
that.
Alien encounter or like whatever thing that you get locked in a seat and then an alien breaks through.
That's a
world,
wonderful.
Right?
Terrifying.
That's not there anymore, but that's a little piece of paper, right?
That sounds
I hate it.
Terrifying.
It's the
doesn't
worst.
Sound like a fun time.
No, it's a terrible time.
I thought it was pretty
time.
Cool because I went on that.
Yeah.
No.
Huh.
No, it's
you
not.
Don't like it.
You're trapped. You're trapped, and there's an alien. They make you feel like an alien's going to eat
now
you.
Now at the Disney parks, a waterboarding experience.
That's literally what I felt like because you can't get away.
Might as well. Now you know how to shut me up. By the way, just put cake in front of me.
Oh, I know.
I know. All of you know
what?
Like, nom,
this isn't
nom,
this
nom.
Isn't
all
right. News talk anymore. We're just
cake
talk.
Cake movie
cake
news.
Talk.
Moving on. Mulan. We got a director from Mulan.
Oh my god, I'm so excited about this piece of news.
I gotta say, my favorite headline that I read was, Mulan gets female director, and that's the news. Why is that news?
Right?
Like, why is it news that a female is a director? Like,
by the way,
like, no, it should just be Mulan gets a new director. Yes, that's exactly. Why I love that you, because it's so exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. No, I'm saying it is exciting that we have a female director.
Yes.
It's a shame that the fact that she's female is a reason that it's the
big shocking
news that it's a news, exactly, headline news. But we got a new director. And it is, Nikki Caro. And she actually worked before, what did she work on? She directed Whale Rider and North Country.
Wow.
And she's in an upcoming movie called Zookeeper's Wife.
Which looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But she also worked, live action Mulan. Oh, and she worked on McFarlane USA, which is another one.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Oh.
I haven't seen anything about it.
And then,
of course,
those kids.
Oh, really?
I went to that premiere. Yeah, I interviewed them.
Oh, that's awesome. The executive producer on the film is actually Bill Kong, and you know his work for sure. He did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. So you know you're going to get some wire foo in this Mulan film, which is kind of dope.
That's going to be sick.
Dude, no matter what, it's better than Great Wall already. Tell you that much.
What are you talking about, man? That's...
Apparently.
That's
I know. Have you seen the CGI? Top quality. Now, they've worked on other things like... actually, she worked on the movie Hero and House of Flying Daggers, which are other amazing kung fu movies. Hero is amazing with Jet Li. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. So she's got chops. And she actually beat out a number of other female... apparently, they were pretty adamant about making the director female. And I'm trying to find the stats here, but...
Because Mulan is one of the coolest princesses.
Right. So it looks like they're doing their due diligence, at least. They're getting, Chinese filmmakers to make this film to keep it culturally relevant and appropriate. And they're casting a woman, and the movie's about a woman and her, I guess, womanhood.
Okay. This is what's so cool about Mulan is because before Mulan, I think there are other versions, like live-action versions of Mulan that have come out. Like, I don't think any English versions. I don't think there's any English versions,
is it the one with the little girl singing the
song?
That
was the best one. I don't think they can top it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, I have seen that! It's amazing!
There's a video on YouTube, guys, of Chinese little girls recreating the entire matchmaker scene. Like frame for frame,
oh
shot
the
for
little
shot.
Old lady one.
Yeah,
oh my God,
it's so
go
cute.
Go watch it, but continue.
But I'm just excited to see this legend, because the story of Mulan has been in a Chinese folklore for thousands of years, and so to finally see this story be presented in a film format that's not cartoon, I'm just very, very, very excited.
Also, like the potential to be like a grand visual masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, you
like
know,
move
gonna
over,
be,
Great
there's
Wall.
There's going to be wars.
The Huns,
exactly.
But, like, can you imagine that if they can somehow recreate, and I'm sure they will because that's one of the things they've been doing in these new live-action reboots, is almost recreating the same shots visually that they did in the cartoon.
All the
horses
coming
down
the mountain.
Oh, down
the
snow mountain.
That's going to be terrifying.
It's going to
be
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
I
feel like, what's the villain? I'm totally blanking out.
Shere Khan. Shere Khan.
Hey.
He's a tiger.
I used to have a cat named Shere Khan.
Tigers are native to Indochina, so that's fair.
Raja. I made a mess, and
yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Who are they going to cast for that, though? That whoever they get, it's got to be a scary dude.
Scary looking guy.
They, I hope
movie.
They stay.
Mushu, is it going to be CGI?
Is it going to be Eddie Murphy?
Is it
going
to be in it? No.
Mulan. I really hope they stick to casting all Chinese actors. Yeah. Like, I don't,
I feel like Mushu could be the exception.
Yeah, if they do a man animated,
I
think they could,
before.
But I just really hope that they're not like, it was very important for them to cast Moana as Pacific Islander because that is what she is.
Yeah.
Mulan is Chinese. They are in China. Like, let's not cast like a Japanese young actress as Mulan.
True.
You know what? Like it's like
I get that.
I think that's important.
I get that concern, but I feel like there's like this is like one of those areas where it's kind of gray. There's leeway a little bit. Like when you're casting a Latino actor, they hire anybody who's Hispanic basically. And if they're hiring like an Asian actor, they go with anybody that's Asian.
Yeah, but that's
I would
if
prefer
it's
they
if
say
it's an
Chinese.
A but that no, but she's Mulan is not. Like, yes, she's Asian, but Mulan is Chinese.
Right.
If they're hiring,
but Mulan
like,
needs to be Chinese.
She has
in my
to be.
Opinion.
Well,
yeah.
And I think majority of I mean the ancillary characters, because they all are from China. They all are Chinese.
Completely agree with that for Mulan specifically. But I mean, like the ancillary characters, you know, like soldiers and stuff like that, or like a general.
What
maybe
if they
can
get away with? I guess.
Yeah, or even if like what's his name, Li Shang. If like, I mean, I would prefer he's Chinese too. But like, here, my point is like in the movie. This is a very weird example. Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights. Diego Luna, the guy who plays Cassian in Star Wars, he played the lead Cuban, but he's Mexican.
Whoa, time out. That was Diego Luna.
Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights
is one of my favorite movies.
He's a sexy boy.
You just blew my mind.
Well, welcome.
You
to the
just
fray.
Blew my mind, but that makes me angry. Like, yes, I love that movie, but like why? Like, that's frustrating.
Because,
I don't know. Like,
because of whatever reason, maybe he fit the character better. I don't know.
Right,
I don't know.
Possibly.
I think in a perfect state should be Chinese, but is there leeway there to go cross-cultural? Because I feel like there's, like, groups of ethnicities that sort of intertwine a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, yes, granted, we had this discussion the other day.
We did.
Chinese, Japanese, completely different.
Completely.
But
such different cultures.
Both considered Asian, right? So,
yeah.
So what do you do? Anyways, just a little food for thought. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you think, because we're going to move on so we don't get into racism. but that's cool news.
Because we're not experts here.
Next one's really exciting. It's a small clip. It's just a taste. It's just a little drop. It's just a little dessert for you to enjoy what is actually more of an appetizer. But we got a clip of the song Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Let's watch it.
Oh, my God.
No, it's okay. So, essentially, I think it was on Good Morning America, Luke Evans went on, and he showed this clip, which is random. It came out of the blue, but I guess if you're going to do it on Good Morning America. And I'll tell you my thoughts before you even see it. This is the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best part of the movie.
I feel like, so far, what they've showed, Gaston is literally
the best part of the movie.
I love Luke Evans.
Would you date Gaston?
Would I date Gaston?
Yes. Like, just like a date.
Like,
please.
Like the
just for the story.
You would date him for the story.
For the story.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
For the story.
Would you read to him?
Yeah. I would.
Would you
just
take off his muddy boots?
Absolutely not.
I love Gaston, man. He's one of my favorite Disney characters of all time. He's so ridiculous. It's just
like,
the right amount of ridiculous.
Yeah.
We good? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
go, play it up. Here we go.
God, I love this.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. Luke Evans, like,
he's the greatest.
He seems
I like
so
how casual he's like,
wonderful.
Yeah, I was a specimen. And you might have noticed that those were not the same lyrics as the movie. This song, this version of the song, will have different lyrics.
Interesting enough.
Wow.
Yeah. It will have some, most of the same, but some of them will be flipped. Yes, Luke Evans, what a stud. Josh Gad, what a lafou.
He looks like
I know you guys wanted me to do it.
Do it.
I did it. You're the best, Gaston.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Yeah, dude, Gaston, number one in my heart.
Do you know what bugs me, though? I'm a little perturbed.
No,
Let me just say something.
Uh-oh.
Let me just say something. So, it looks like...
Kendra, thank you, by the way, for
pointing
that out.
They changed those three, like, little, like... The girls. The three Babettes.
Yeah.
To Burnett! Now, Belle is brunette, like, and like usually those
Belle's
are the girls
brunette.
That I would... What?
Belle's already brunette.
I know, but I'm just saying, why? There are literally no blondes in that entire scene, and I'm just like, come on!
We need to represent.
Blonde lives matter.
I will not say that.
Don't say that
I will not say that.
Not on TV.
I'm just saying, that was one of, like, my favorite things, because, like, I always was so sad I couldn't be Belle because I was blonde growing up, and so, like... I would always be like, but I could be one of those. Not that I want to be one of those.
Say,
did you sit on benches doing the devil horns, apparently? Were you...
What?
Have you heard about that?
No.
That's one of, it's one of those things, you know, like when Simba falls and the leaves spell sex and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They say that in Beauty and the Beast, when he picks up the bench with the three bimbettes on it, their hands are doing, like, devil horns.
Wow.
Like, as they, like, hold themselves up on the bench.
Well, I feel
that's supposed to be the sneaky thing in that movie.
I just feel like in animation, that was, like, what they did a lot with, like, the dainty hands, you know? They would have, like,
Well, it's like they're all doing something else. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that I heard as a kid. I tried pausing it. Sure, maybe. I think it was more like the dainty hands.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you see dainty hands. Sometimes you see a male body part in a castle. Who knows? It could be.
It was
interpretive.
It was VFX. Get it right.
VFX. Yeah, maybe there was sign language. Maybe saying I love you. Isn't that I love you in sign language?
We've created sure. a mess.
Rock and roll,
I'm gonna start
I love
cleaning
you.
Up. Love you. Do you want more cake, Lee?
I do. It's the best cake I've ever had, but
it's
I don't
really
want any right
good
now.
Cake.
It's okay.
I mean, you don't want to just like
I
just
really
want to
finish my piece because I didn't.
Rosalie, listen, I'm so glad I brought you on the show. This is super important to me. I don't
give
want
him
food
all
to
all my
I'm going to let you finish, but.
Rosalie's staying with us, you guys. For
this is the best cake
for the
ever.
Month, and
yeah.
she's just getting her job
for the month.
Beyonce had the best cake of all time.
She won.
It's going to be a while.
She's investigating LA. Moving on.
Anyways.
Guys, here's the really big news. We got Lin-Manuel Miranda personally telling us they cut a song from Moana.
Have you not listened to the soundtrack?
No.
Okay, if you listen...
Is it
if
on
you,
the soundtrack?
Yes, all of the cut songs are on the Moana soundtrack, and he sings most of them with somebody else. I don't know who...
Don't make it eat this.
The person he usually writes with. But they're...
Don't make it eat this. I mean, don't yell at me in Spanish, okay? Listen.
Getting schooled right now.
I'm just saying.
Well,
you could have listened to this song a long time ago.
Maybe I wanted to be surprised by the animatics that followed this one.
Oh,
so you get to see what
fun.
It would have looked like. What's it called? Scary Face? Monster Face? You know what the name of it is?
I don't know.
Frightening Visage.
Oh my gosh, why can't I not find it right now? Warrior Face. It's called Warrior Face. And it's actually sung by the actress who played Elizabeth Schuyler, Philippa Sue. And she's singing the Moana part, and then, so that's what you want to know. And the guy who played George Washington is actually, I don't know who the other character, I think it's Maui in this one. But anyways, let's check it out. Let's watch these animatics, and let's watch this together.
Yeah.
It is a clip, yeah, go ahead and play. I don't know how long it is, though. That's one thing I forgot to check.
Well, that's fine.
That's okay, we'll watch it together. We'll talk over it so it's not just pure audio. Uh-oh. It's okay, we're buying time. So.
Never mind,
we're back.
Thanks for watching. I'm thrilled to show you a glimpse of a song that didn't make it into
anything
Moana.
Anything Lin-Manuel tells me.
Warrior Face came
a
little bit out of the tradition of the Haka, which is huge in the Pacific Islands. We watched these amazing videos of these young women doing the Haka and, you know, being really scary,
awesome.
Like going from zero, like, hi, nice to meet you, to like, and like, it's incredible. And so
you guys
came upon the notion of
Jason Momoa,
about to face all these undersea
when
monsters,
he auditioned for Game of Thrones doing the Haka at his audition.
You can keep the volume up, don't worry about it.
It's not about who you are inside. It's about putting up a really scary outside so that you can survive.
I feel like that would have been a cool
Lin-Manuel
song.
I want Lin-Manuel to do the Haka.
I am too. I have no hook. You got a homing beacon of death around your neck. But I have a plan, okay? You just need to trust me.
That's the guy
me.
Who played George Washington in the
Do
original
Do you trust me?
Really?
Not really.
What's his name?
I'll take that as a yes.
We've got a job to do.
Christopher Jackson.
Survive. So you're afraid.
But he sings like a
means you're alive. No matter what we face, we run the show.
Oh, I don't think
it's
this
time
song
to
was
use
on.
Your
oh,
face to
I can get out of here.
Take your fear,
I'll take my cake with me.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I had two pieces.
Mix them up together.
Why didn't they put this?
I was going to say, I'm surprised they cut it.
This must have.
Haka is like a really big, important part.
It's a huge part. Yeah.
Some you mean business.
And
they
go, and
stick
your tongue out.
Put them all in line.
I can so see The Rock doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He can do them. There was a lot of complaints about The Rock not accurately representing like the culture, or at least pronouncing words. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the video of, I forget what football team it was, but they all did Haka, and it was like,
they
were all just like in sync perfectly.
It's I love the Hakas. I think it's such a beautiful tradition and rich with history, but... This song was supposed to honor that. You got to see some animatics to it. I can see why that song did not make the cut, does not fit the flow. And this coming from a guy who loves Shiny.
Shiny!
I realize Shiny barely fits the
flow. Shiny does not fit the flow, but that's...
No.
It's so different.
But, like, but it makes
it
sense because like the villain doesn't fit the flow of the movie either.
Yeah.
But if you take those two characters and then make them get all serious like that, especially after, you know, he's singing like, you're welcome!
But
now let me show you how to make the scariest face on the planet. It's like,
Well, and also, they still weren't really getting along at this point. Like, they were still, they're pretty much
Yeah, they connect
odds
after the
still,
Tamatoa
after
fight,
the
anyway.
Shiny,
and imagine this.
And this is before Tamatoa.
Yeah. So imagine if... Would they even have Shiny if this was included in the film? You know what I'm saying?
Shiny
would. Because it would have been this straight to Shiny.
That would be odd.
And Shiny's a way better option, especially when you have Jermaine Clement, who is a singer, playing the villain.
And that Bowie tribute.
Yeah, that Bowie tribute. So,
right?
Tasty licks. Tasty licks. But that's pretty cool.
Kendra Serrano thinks Shiny's the creepiest song.
It is. That's the point.
I like
it.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Well, you know what? Your granny lied.
Soundtrack.
Whatever you say. It is. What? Kendra, your granny lied. Moving on, though. Another video, though. back to the Marvel Universe, back to what really matters here. Doctor Strange coming out on DVD soon. We're getting a lot of the footage that will be on the DVD extra features. And this is actually part two to a video that was released in promotion of Doctor Strange, where Thor has a roommate named Dylan.
Oh,
this is going to be fantastic.
So we got a new one, and it is so good. Let's watch it together.
Oh my God. This is my favorite. This is what Thor is.
I can't pay rent with these things. One's a pumpkin, and these Asgardian coins, they're not worth anything.
In Asgard, those coins, these coins are worth a gazillion human dollars, okay?
Human dollars.
There's a gazillion. You're rich. There's a gazillion. Gazillion, gazillion, gazillion.
No one will exchange these.
Go to the market, set up a store, and write,
yeah,
Asgardian ware, previously owned by Thor. I'm a celebrity. That will sell like hotcakes.
Anyone think about getting a job?
Get a job.
Yeah.
I have a job. Do you know what my job is? I save the planet.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get a job.
Maybe you should get
a job.
What are you doing?
Really? Hitting the machine with the words that come out of it? This is knowledge. Knowledge is power. No, it's not. Knowledge is not power.
I love your Thor.
The brain is a muscle. The brain is a muscle. And that's a muscle.
Oh my God.
They are all muscles. This is all muscle. Why? I'm covered in brains. And I have more brains than you.
So do you think maybe we could just think
about... I think we need a servant.
I don't think we can get a servant.
We should get a servant.
We're
getting a servant!
Oh, my God.
I love how he's just riding the bike in the
inside.
House. With, like, a robe with cut-off sleeves.
We're getting a servant!
Oh, my God. I love... I want a movie... I know that... Okay, look. I know that the Thor Ragnarok is coming up, and it's a buddy cop film where Thor and Hulk fight stuff. Amazing.
I want a slice
of life. I want that
life.
Level of comedy,
yeah,
though.
I want a sitcom, guys.
Yeah, God.
I just want all of the Avengers.
The brain is a muscle. I'm covered in brains.
I want the Justice Friends from Dexter's Laboratory, but with the Avengers.
That would be amazing.
Live action.
The Infragable Kronk. Valhalla.
Major Glory.
Essentially.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think they're all perfect.
Now, here's the cool thing. The filmmakers have pointed out that Chris Hemsworth's comedic timing is ridiculously good.
Oh, yeah.
And so is Benedict Cumberbatch. We actually got another leaked scene or bloopers reel from Doctor Strange. This will also be on the DVD.
Cumberbatch.
There's not a whole lot of comedy going on.
Me too, actually.
But it is cool if you want to play the next clip, Doctor Strange scene bloopers. Essentially, this is just like them showing how they filmed the extra scenes at the end of the credits. And what's interesting is we find out... go ahead and hit play. What's interesting is that we find out that they don't plan those scenes. They just let it fly. They just kind of figure it out as they go. And this is the end tag featurette on the DVD.
When it comes to our tags, we don't often script them out.
Well, I guess I didn't need to say that.
When the film starts shooting, what the tags are going to be.
I don't drink tea.
What do you think?
But what's cool is you know that's improv. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And late into the shooting of Strange,
what's also
the
cool,
Thor Ragnarok script was coming together.
CGI,
and
look,
as we were reading,
see
we said the scene could
glass.
Be hilarious.
Wow,
wouldn't it be funny to answer the question
like
right away?
Around.
What's it going to be like when Doctor Strange enters the Marvel Universe?
I hope it's a comedy.
So
I hope him
I
and
keep a watch
Thor.
List of individuals and beings from other realms that may be a threat to this world. Your adopted brother, Loki, is one of those beings.
It's worthy inclusion.
That's all CGI right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy,
sure,
right?
It looks
before,
so real.
But they got along great. And I think people are starting to learn this about Chris, and they'll soon hopefully know about Benedict Cumberbatch. They are both hilarious. They both have the best comedic time.
God, I love them.
Especially for guys known as dramatic actors and as action stars, some of the funniest people you'll ever meet. And I think they really enjoy the opportunity to just improv a bit and play with what is kind of a little bit of a lighter tone.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of that in Ragnarok. Because if Doctor Strange is in I hope that Ragnarok is saturated with that improv, those improvisational moments. And I like the idea of like lighter-hearted Marvel films. Like Ant-Man was a lot lighter-hearted than all of the other films, and I love that.
They
tone.
Struck gold.
Yeah,
when they see that it's working.
Yeah, I would say that it does make a film less epic. Like when you look at that compared to like Civil War with his like gravitas throughout the entire film,
or even Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron
the
Man.
First
like,
one.
Like I feel, the first Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Are those movies that you pop in over and over for yourself? No, but maybe for kids. You know, so I hope it's a good action comedy that kids can watch over and over. And maybe I will be enticed to watch more than twice, because I usually just watch the Marvel movies two times and that's it. Like, I've seen all of them at least twice.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen like once.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Have you seen all the Marvel movies, Rosalie?
All of them?
Yeah.
Not Doctor Strange yet.
No. What?
All the recent ones you haven't seen.
The best one.
I know. I'm a little behind
really
on
good.
Movies right now.
You think Doctor Strange is the best one?
I said one of the best.
One of the best.
That's no, okay. No. Guardians is absolutely the best.
Oh my gosh.
One. Guardians number one.
Dude, we should watch Guardians.
Hands down. That's for real. You guys are gonna watch a movie tonight?
I don't know. We do stuff.
We do stuff.
What's your favorite Marvel movie?
Make music videos.
I really love Iron Man, the first one.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That's one of my favorites.
It's gotta be.
Probably because of Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. But
so what you're saying is you love Robert Downey Jr. Basically. How cool is it, by the way? Can I just point this out? We're done with the news. No, we're just talking. How cool is it, by the way, that
we talk about
RDJ. We're going to talk about all that stuff. If you want, yeah, bring it up. Isn't it cool that he's signed on to do all the movies?
Yeah.
Like, he's so grateful for this role reviving his career that he's, like, been so loyal to Marvel, and that is, like, major. If I was wearing a fedora, I'd tip it to my lady Robert Downey Jr. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that dude. I love that he's doing that.
Yeah.
And we were watching. Another clip was recently released. The first onset video of Infinity War.
Oh yeah.
And it's Chris Pratt. It's Robert Downey Jr. And it's Tom Holland.
Oh yeah. Yes.
This kid that's just sitting there like, yo, I saw the first Avengers in theaters, and now I'm standing here, and I'm an Avenger.
Yeah. It's like, and I'm Spider-Man.
Imagine that life.
That's just the most amazing thing of all time.
So. To quickly change the subject,
a couple more
pieces of news. If you guys didn't see, the Mary Poppins sequel has started shooting.
No.
So that's exciting. I think they also released some more information about the plot, if I remember correctly.
I have a feeling it's about a magical nanny.
Well, I'll read it really quick.
Like
so
that.
It's set in the 1930s Depression era London.
So cheerful.
Which is a time period of the original novels, and it's drawn from a lot of P.L. Travers' additional books. The story, Michael and Jane are now grown up, with Michael, his three children, and their housekeeper, Ellen, living on Cherry Tree Lane. After Michael suffers a personal loss, the nanny Mary Poppins, Emily Blunt,
slips him down a spiral of insanity, and he tries to eliminate his family, who are all hired assassins.
Re-enters the lives of the Banks family, and along with the optimistic street lamplighter Jack, Lin-Manuel Miranda uses her unique magical skills to help the family recover the joy and wonder missing in their lives. Mary Poppins also introduces the children to a new assortment of colorful and whimsical characters, including her eccentric cousin Topsy, who's played by the amazing Meryl Streep.
Look, listen, that's all great, but if there's no penguins, animated penguins specifically,
I'm out.
Sign me off. I'm not in it. I'm out. Never going to pay for a ticket. I demand penguins.
That is interesting. Do you think they're going to add animated animals?
They better, dude. That's part of the legacy, dude.
They have to.
Or you could do what Tracy Hines did. If you guys haven't seen her Jolly Holiday video, all the animals are children in pajamas.
Yeah, onesies.
Go watch it.
You know Meryl Streep's going to be nominated for an Academy Award for her portrayal of Topsy. The eccentric cousin.
I would like to thank the Academy and my family for the role of a lifetime. Topsy is something I've dreamt about as a child since the 1930s post-war depression.
I just imagine, if you guys haven't seen Florence Foster Jenkins, I just imagine Topsy being like an even kind of more over-the-top younger version of Florence Foster Jenkins. She's a queen, Meryl Streep.
You're the only one here who knows who that is.
Well, she's nominated for Best Actress because of it.
Okay, that's fair. Is that it?
One more. Sorry. And there's a Muppet thing.
There's one more. I think that's all cool. Here's the thing you guys got to know about me. Mary Poppins.
Ooh.
Get out.
He's like the classic.
Because it's all about bedknobs and broomsticks. Am I right? If I had the fight, bedknobs would win. Angela Lansbury would crush Julie Andrews. She was a pro wrestler, dude. She was in Murder, She Wrote. She knows how to handle herself.
That's not fair.
And moving on. So you guys, the Muppets are going to perform at the Hollywood Bowl. I cannot wait to see
this. This is the proper way to cheer for the Muppets. Ready? It's the Muppet Show.
I cannot wait to see Animal live.
Yeah. Can you do your best Animal impression?
My best Animal. Animal!
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
That's all he really says, like Groot. It just kind
of Animal!
You guys got any Muppet impressions over there? Beaker. Beaker's easy.
What did I remember when I did my Beaker?
Oh my god, your Beaker was literally a travesty.
It was so bad.
It was a crime against 37 countries.
I wonder if I could probably get Miss Piggy down if I practiced it. I've just never really.
Oh, Kermit. Sounds like you're choking on this cake.
Okay.
hey, Piggy. That's my Gonzo. Hey, Kermit. I need a throat lozenge.
This really hurts.
But there's like a strike happening right now.
What?
Yeah, the puppeteers at Disneyland. There's a Muppet strike. Yeah.
Muppet strike.
Yeah, Muppet strike. Strike.
Muppet strike.
I was going to say, do they hold the signs with the puppets?
With the puppets. Yeah, yeah. It's like Kermit holding up little
I just imagine like all the puppets from Avenue Q coming out and like singing like in raunchy songs.
We're going to make them say whatever we want.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kermit, let's go commit crimes. like, oh, no, Disney. Yeah, that is truly the last of our news.
Wait, was there nothing about Tangled?
Oh, that was weird. You guys discussed it last week.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you talked about because I was at home with kidney stones. But we have some personal news. One of the reasons, one of the main reasons that Rosalie and Chase are joining us tonight is they are part of a very exclusive project that is released tomorrow at 2:30 in the morning a.m. on Thingamavlogs. We recorded. This is your sneak peek. All 62 of you, you hardcores
and
out there.
Before you give us a thumbs up right now, we won't give you this.
That'd be great. Tidbit. If you thumb it up,
hit the thumbs up.
We're holding this information ransom.
Yeah.
Hostage.
Give us a like. We filmed the video. Chase, really, I barely. We produced a song. You're going to be getting an original song. 100% original. It's not a parody. It is a funny song, but it is a funny song that takes itself super seriously. We produced an original track with a music video that will be released tomorrow on Thingamavlogs. Chase produced it, and he sings the hook in the song.
Can you sing the hook now?
No, I don't want to spoil it.
It's like a movie thing. So it's like, hey. And then, by the way, Rosalie does some really good hair flips in it, and she has like dirty looks, and she dances, which we discovered that Rosalie is a dancer on filming on the set of
True Calling.
Oh, I don't even want to tell him the name of the song.
No,
we won't even tell him the name of the song. But guys,
it's
tell me what it was like filming your first music video in Disneyland.
Actually, it was very hectic, as you would imagine. being in Disneyland in general is kind of like a very hectic experience, but then you throw trying to coordinate, oh, there's people back there. Back there. We're at Disneyland.
Yeah. We were filming this music video amongst like a normal day.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we were able to block anything off. We had to just like wait for moments when people cleared for us to like, because there's like full dance party sections of this video.
You're not really allowed to shoot.
Hey,
yeah, you are.
You are. Okay.
As long as you don't have like overwhelming equipment and like you're not like causing a scene, which we didn't. We were very discreet mostly.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Some people looked at us like we were crazy, but that's the extent of it.
Shout out to the trolley riders.
Yeah.
Because I know somebody who was in Escape from Tomorrowland.
Oh, but that's different.
Okay.
That's different. Escape from Tomorrowland is the reason that they stop people with cameras now.
Yeah.
They don't want you filming movies that in any way could take away, or give a bad name to the parks.
Make them look bad,
but just to give you an idea of like how like this is clean. It's all positive. The whole song's positive. Yeah. We actually have cast members like dancing with us.
Yeah, I was gonna say shout out.
They like join us. Yeah, shout out to all the cast members. That was super cool.
That was hilarious.
I got to tell you guys, like we were talking about this earlier on Instagram Live. This might be the best video on Thingamavlogs.
And you did not invite me. I'm so angry.
This is like setting
it was my
like,
birthday.
Personally setting a new standard of the quality of videos.
I'm hurt.
Like when we
say,
you're gonna be in the next one. You're gonna have a really.
It won't be as good.
No, I promise. It'll be front and center on the next. Jason. So this one's a Thingamavlogs video.
Yeah.
But for the future, when we make more, if you guys like this song, which I hope you do, this is gonna be released as a single. We're gonna put it on iTunes and everything because it's well produced. It's like a full. It could be on the radio. We're going to produce more of them on my YouTube channel if you guys are interested. And our band, we're going to call it Starcade.
Starcade.
Yeah. In honor of the Starcade in Tomorrowland.
I don't know why that's where I went with Starcade.
Yeah, so I'm doing all this to hype you up. But Rosalie, how was your experience doing this whole thing?
I mean, I thought it was really fun.
What was it like being a video girl?
A video girl?
Yeah, you were totally
Starcade.
A video girl.
It was cool. I never really did anything like that before, you know? Like,
yeah.
Dancing
in front of the camera. Yeah, like, I mean,
Disneyland.
Exactly, at Disneyland, of all places. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a really fun experience doing that. And I don't think it was really, like, a normal day. The park seemed, like, really packed.
No, it was a pretty busy
packed,
day.
Yeah.
It was, that was the other thing. We're like, oh, my gosh.
I can't believe you filmed on a Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
We
the sun
hot.
Was blazing.
Yeah.
There was,
like,
fire.
And we were just like,
and I had to wear this jacket because I wanted to look harder.
I was wondering what smelled.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
I stink.
It's a jacket.
Yeah.
That's it. And it was really cool. And I will say, here's one spoiler that's not really that much of a spoiler. There are scenes of us in a train. We actually got invited by a cast member to get on the Lily Bell, which is Walt Disney's wife's, like, train cart. It's the last original Disneyland train cart still at the park. And you can only get in if a cast member allows you to get in.
Yeah.
He let us go in there, sit in the train, and he gave us like the whole history of the cart. Which, by the way, the furniture inside of the Lily Bell train cart is actually from the Queen Mary.
Yeah, that was
because for a brief period of time, before Tokyo Sea was born, was built in Japan, it was going to be here in California. Mm-hmm. And along with that land acquisition came the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
But then they sold it back because they had no reason for it anymore. They moved to Japan and they took the furniture out of the Queen Mary, and it's sitting in the Lily Bell, and some of it is in like Walt's apartment.
Yeah, I'm still keeping this chair though.
You guys can have this boat with this chair. It's dope.
Yeah. My chair.
And then what? The carpet was from his apartment.
From his actual apartment, which was, and it's the last of it.
And they had like plastic over the part where the feet actually go.
Yeah. It was really cool. And you'll be able to see this in the video, so you guys make sure you go on Thingamavlogs tomorrow.
Yep.
Like it, share it. That'd be amazing. I'd really, really appreciate that. I'm super proud of this project. Chase crushed it. Rosalie's moves will blind you.
That looks super cool.
You guys are going to tell me what it's called once we go off the air.
I'm
going
to show it to you after this.
Okay, great.
We go off the air.
Great. So let's wrap this up, guys. Let's wrap it up here.
That's it. Actually, that is it. So thank you guys so much for joining us on Disney Movie News. I had a great time. This was a really fun night. Quick shout outs before we go. We got Pyrotechnic 777, Allison Scott, Heavenly Imaginings, Little Ribbit 19, Monet Pink. We've got Samantha Ramirez. We've got, who else? We got just a lot of
people. Pyrotechnic 777. Did you get that Little Rabbit 19?
Yep.
Paris
Cassandra Arriasa, Kendra Serrano. Jasmine Alcaraz.
Monet Pink.
Dude, you guys are all awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you follow me on social media at LeoZombie everywhere except for Twitter, where I'm just at LeoZombie. And of course, at Thingamavlogs tomorrow. Watch that video. Keaton, where can they follow you?
You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And I'll shoot a reaction video when they do show me their thing, but with no sound, if you follow me on Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat.
And Instagram at Keaton Markey.
I'm not going to rap because just watch the video tomorrow.
Yeah.
Chase, where can they follow you?
At Chase Turtle. No.
Okay.
Phasm with two A's.
Two A's, like, you know.
Like the word?
Like designer.
Like designer. You can follow me at Rosalie Says Rar on everything on the internet.
You're so much easier than all of us. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you subscribe to Popcorn Talk, and we'll see you next week.
We did it.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.